Representative Capstone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mary Capstone, and I represent District 39, Bethel and Dillingham, and 28 villages. The bill that is before us would reinstitute a widely supported, previously existing program to assist fishermen in paying back taxes. The reason I am so in favor of this bill is not because I love people who owe the IRS any money. It's because the IRS, when they seize a permit, are under no obligation to sell it for the market value or to sell it to in-state residents. And this program will ensure that. It provides a $30,000 one-time only loan at a 10.5 rate of return. And if there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you all have.
The permit is the collateral for the loan?
That's correct.
And if this is their only asset, they can't borrow on it any other way. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's what's different about this program versus other situations where people are behind in a tax obligation and would lose other property. In this case, the property to be lost has no ability to be borrowed on because it is a limited entry permit.
Can it be sold?
Yeah, it can. Questions of the sponsor? We have one person signed up to testify, I believe. Are you on, Terry?
Yes, I am, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have testimony on House Bill 238?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Unlike most of the rest of our income, fishermen do not have income tax deductions but help from their fishing pay. April 16th comes around, sometimes a guy can get caught with a pretty big tax hit. I know a lot of guys here last week were running around trying to figure out how they were going to make their IRS payment. And I would like to just inform the committee that the ability for people to borrow money to pay their taxes has been the deciding factor in quite a number of cases where fishermen stood to stand up the IRS on their tax payments, and this old program has come in to make time and save them from that, and sometimes save the IRS from taking action on their permits. And I guess that I would just like to say that here in Bristol Bay, there are so many permits that once were held by local fishermen that have left the region for one reason or another, that hanging on to every single permit really counts to our local economy. And I would urge passage of this bill.
Questions? I see no questions. Do we have anyone else signed up to testify? I don't see anyone else signed up to testify.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mack.
Is it your intention to move the bill?
Yeah.
I'd like to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations.
Are there objections? Without objection, the bill moves from committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And with that, we are adjourned.